ॐ अज्ञानधिं रन्धस्य जनञ्जन शलाकाय साक्षदनुविदधं जैन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसादाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामने Namaste Sarasvati Devi Avadani Pacharine Nivisesa Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kakroti dachalam, pangulangai degim, yat kita to mahandande, sigurunidhainam, paramanan vanvam, si chaitanya ishram, hadiyam tatsat. They asked me to speak on the philosophy of Lord Nityananda. But after that, we heard the pastime first. That was like taking the sweet first. But of course, everything with Lord Nityananda is ecstatic and very blissful. I want to thank Radha Swami for his very much appreciated a lecture on how Lord Nityananda was fasted in Eka Chakra, also how he came to meet Lord Chaitanya. I was listening to Ashil Rava. He spoke about this song written by Narottam Das Thakur. Anitai Bhara Kamala Koti Chandra Susitala Jai Chaya Jagat Jirai. That by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have heard his Balaram, and so by his mercy, everybody in this universe, everyone in the material world, they're all suffering from anxiety. You ask the President of the United States, you ask the ordinary citizen, you ask the elephant, everybody is suffering from anxiety. But Prabhupada was saying that by the mercy of Nityananda, we don't have any anxiety. We are, although we had, at that time we said, we have about 7,000 devotees, and we have to feed them. Normally, just to feed one family is so much anxiety, but somehow we don't have any anxiety. Jai Nityananda! Jai Nityananda!
Jai
Nityananda! Now, Jagat Jirai, it means the whole world, the whole universe cries, hearing the ecstatic of pastime of how Lord Nityananda left Eka Chakra. I think it's very hard not to cry. How much he was loved there. But by Lord Nityananda's mercy, we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We get the mercy of Radha Krishna. Hano Nidhai Bhai Radha Krishna Thaiti Nai Hidakodi Dharo Nidhai Phai. If we don't have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we don't get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So we should, with a great faith, we should grab the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. We should really take shelter of Lord Nityananda. By his shelter, we can also get our Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We can also get our Radha Krishna's mercy. Everybody wants, the whole perfection of our life is to have the mercy of Radha and Krishna, to be able to experience their pastimes. That is the real bliss. That's the real ecstasy. And that is possible only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So somehow we might pass over Lord Nityananda, but like in the Panihati festival, which is also known as the Danda Mahotsav. Lord Nityananda said to Raghunath Das, I'm going to punish you. You come here, I was going to punish you. Punish! Now, Lord Raghunath, rather, Raghunath Das, he just paid his allegiance. He didn't. I mean, nobody wants to get punished. And then Lord Nityananda came and put his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das. He said, your punishment, you're the feet all my associates with chura, dahi, and fruits. Harival Jagannath. As Radha Swami said, Lord Nityananda is very mysterious. He's also very jolly, very funny. So his punishment was Raghunath Das had to feed his associates with flat rice and yogurt and fruits. Now this is not a big thing for his uncle and father are multi-millionaires. So it's not a big thing for him. But by this little servant, which he got. Now this festival is called the Danda Mahotsav. It's called the festival of punishment, or the Panihati Chiradahi festival. So, why? Because although Nityananda was very close to Raghunath Das, he was in Adi Satyagraha, and Nityananda was in Kordaha and Panihati. He was directly going to Lord Chaitanya, and he was refused. He was not accepted. He was told so many things. So then he got the idea, let me go to Lord Nityananda. By his mercy, I'll get Lord Chaitanya. And then he was on the right track. He went to Lord Nityananda, and he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Jai Nityananda! So, that is the punishment. That why he said you're staying away like a thief, Lord Nityananda said, because he was not coming to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. If we don't get his mercy, we don't get Radha Krishna, we don't get Lord Chaitanya. So how many want Lord Nityananda's mercy? Jai Nityananda! Jai Nithai! Jai Nithai! There was a second day, a second meeting. I don't know where all the details are gotten by Rana Swami. These details are very ecstatic. But the second meeting, Lord Chaitanya was at the house of the Momo Thakur, that is the Chandrasekhar Prabhu. So he was there doing kirtan, and Lord Nityananda came there. And that was either that night or the next day, but it was the second meeting. So there, they saw each other. Nithai! Oh, no! Nityananda! 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 And then they ran and they embraced each other. And they began to dance in ecstasy. And so in that dancing, it said that sometimes a Lord Chaitanya would be on the lap of Lord Nityananda, and he would wash Lord Chaitanya's face with his tears. And sometimes Nityananda would be on the lap of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya would wash his face with tears. And like this, Gadadhar Prabhu was watching, and he was amazed how it seemed like Lord Chaitanya was like Mahavishnu and Ananda Sesha. But then he saw the reverse position, and he was amazed. He said, this is something really exceptional. So like that, they had a second meeting. But I wish I had all the details.
So
that kirtan was going on at Mama Thakur's. Mama Thakur, I used to wear the Chaitanya Mat is. Anyway, philosophy. Say Sananda Nahijar, Victor Janma Gilatar, Say Fasu Durajar Hachar. So, those who don't have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who are not Say Sananda, who don't have any relationship with Lord Nityananda, they're both witta, useless, just useless birth. So Acharya Narottam, these things, he's a pasu, he's an animal, he's a very ill behaved. So we should take, now Prabhupada in this, he was saying how actually we're all dogs in one sense. We all serve some masters, but what we should do is become a dog of Lord Nityananda. And by being his dog, we can get all the mercy. So we can either be a dog that serves the different masters in the material world, or we can be the Vaishnava Kukur, like Lord Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, "Oh Vaishnava Thakur, I want to be your dog." So, like that, we should be a dog of Lord Nityananda. We should be his dog, to be serving him with our moan, our mind, our words, and our activities, our deeds. So this way, we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda is very, very, very merciful. So it says, if we don't, now rolling there, Mukhi Majira Samsar Sukhi. Vidya Khule Kikodi Vedatar. So what will be the use of all their education? If some things I can achieve Krishna consciousness, I have a degree, I have a PhD, a doctorate, or a master's degree, but all these degrees, they don't help. What helps is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So we should we should take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. We sing every morning, "Ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kito Bala Konago, Avi Bro Dukhi." Lord Nityananda, he gives his mercy to the fallen souls. He's very merciful. And so there, he's always filled with spiritual bliss. He's always filled with spiritual bliss. In that dream that was told by Rana Swami, how he's ecstatic. There's so many pastimes where Lord Nityananda, he was showing his ecstasy. But he would always be filled with spiritual bliss. And we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda very easily. Just like the chant his holy names. So If you go to Akka Chakra, if you don't say Nithai Gaur, if you just say Gaur Nithai, they look at you, what's wrong with you? You gotta say Nithai Gaur.
Nithai Gaur.
Nithai Gaur. Because by the mercy of Nithai, you get the mercy of Gaur. So, if we have a Lord Nityananda's mercy in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said just by chanting the name Nityananda,
Nityananda,
Nityananda, love for Krishna. So, just by chanting the names Gauranga, you get love for Krishna. So, we want to just take shelter and chant the names of Nithai and Gauranga. Nithananda,
Gauranga.
Now, in South India, there's a bogus yogi. He's called Nityananda. And if they say Nityananda, they think, oh, you're a follower of this bogus yogi. He got discovered. He was having some illicit relationship with some movie starlets. So I told them, you explain, you're not that Nityananda. Who are you, Nityananda? 500 years ago. So, this name people use, but they don't know who Lord Nityananda is. He's a bit mysterious. Many people don't know him. Like in our temple of Vedic Planetarium, our main leaders are going to be the Panchatattva. There we have Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadara, Jivas. So Nityananda, he's a right nature personality for this temple. And we hope that all the people will know who is Lord Nityananda. They should know. Some people are confused. They don't think that Balaram is Vishnu Tattva in some people in Karnataka. But we know that he's known as the Prakash Vigraha. He's the extension of Lord Krishna. He's the first extension, and from him all the other avatars and all the other Vishnus, Narayans, they're all extended. So Balaram is very important. In fact, it says that when Krishna, when Radharani, she sometimes faints in ecstasy and separation of Krishna. And when she's unconscious, then Krishna also faints. And if Krishna faints, everybody faints. Everything stops. Your knowledge stops because you're stuck. But everything stopped except Balaram. And he's the one who has the duty to wake up Krishna. And then we start to. Because Krishna is the supreme consciousness. So if he stops, everything stops except Balaram. So how important Balaram is, people don't know. But he's very, very, very important. So when he comes as Nityananda, he gave his mercy so much so that because of him, Jagat Madai were delivered. Even when he was hit on the head by a wine bottle and blood was coming, he said that just because you drew blood, does that mean I won't give you love? So then Jagai, he said, he just smashed the wine bottle over his head. He's bleeding, but he's still talking about love. This not ordinary soul. what I said. So it was Jagai, he encouraged Madai to surrender. Then Lord Chaitanya came and he invoked the Sudarshan Chakra. So afterwards, Madai went to Nityananda and he begged, please forgive me for my offense. And Lord Nityananda said, I don't take any offense. You're like a little baby. Is the idea to me. The baby kicks the mother. The mother doesn't take offense. Now, Lord Nityananda was comparing breaking a wine bottle over his head and causing him to bleed with the baby kicking the mother. Now, that's not the same thing. But this is how Lord Nityananda took it. So, Madai, he was getting nowhere then. So he asked, well, I committed many offenses to the Dharmavasis. So then, Lord Nityananda said, yes, that's true. So he said, what should I do to contract? So he said, well, if you facilitate people in their Krishna consciousness, then you'll get forgiven for your offenses to the Dharmavasis. So, in the hottest day of the year, in the month of May, in the when the Ganges is below, he dug with his own hands and bricks. He made a Madai Ghat. He made a bathing staircase into the Ganges, and that all the people that used that, they were facilitated in their service to the Ganga and to service to Krishna. So, because of that, Madai was forgiven for his offenses to the Dharmavasis. All by the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
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 Nityananda. So, if we don't take the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then our life is useless and it's very hard to make advancement. So we should get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda. Ahankara matta hoye nitai padatha sariya. Asatya Satya Kodivani. So we're much affected by the false ego. We think that the temporary world is eternal, that the false things are true. So in this way we get totally illusioned. So we should not miss the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We should not leave his shelter, because this is some false ego. We should take the shelter of Lord Nityananda, and this way we can be situated in our proper spiritual strength. Now, Nityananda is not different from Balaram. So, Balaram, Prabhupada was explaining, Bala means strength. Now, in the Western world, people think strength means to have a stout body, big muscles. This is not the strength that's talked about. This is spiritual strength. So, Lord Nityananda, he has given us the spiritual strength, the spiritual bliss to transcend this material world. So we should take the shelter of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda.
Nityananda.
If we don't, then our life, again, it's useless. Nitya Karuna Hale Rajay Rara Krishna Thale Daro Nitya Jaran Dughani. So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we get the mercy of Rara and Krishna. We should grab on the 2 feet of Lord Nityananda, Diksha Guru, the gurus. Prabhupada, he's coming in the line of Lord Nityananda. It said that the guru is very dear to Lord Nityananda. So we take the shelter of the guru of Prabhupada. In this way, we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. But we should take the shelter of Lord Nityananda, and this way we get Radha and Krishna. So we should not be illusioned by the false ego, and we think that somehow we can get Krishna because of our some material qualification. There's a verse also that says, Bhakti is Sarvapari Vinayamuktam Tat Praena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sayunam Bhakti Uchate. So, we flee from all these external designations, which cause us to be falsely proud. We may have some designation, but we don't take this as very important. It's not a qualification to be Krishna conscious. What's qualification is mercy of Lord Nityananda, mercy of Guru, mercy of Vaishnavas. Hari Bhav. Om Ranga. Nityananda. So, I got to end here. Nitai chara satta tahar sevak nitta nitai phala sada khoroas. Nityananda is his lotus feet are eternal, they're true. So and his servants are eternal. So we go on in Navrat Parikrama. That's also because Lord Nityananda, he went, and we are following in his footsteps. He took Sri Goswami. He went on the Navadvip Parikrama. So we also go. He did 1 day, 5 days, 9 days, all kinds of parikramas. So we also, this year I heard we have 4 groups. We have the international group, we have the Bengali group, we have the Russian group, and this year we have the Hindi group. So 4 groups gradually will increase. Who's the next in line? We need, if there's a big quantity of speakers, Tamils or Spanish or whatever, Italians, we need about 300-400, then we can think of another group. Anyway, this year we'll try 4 groups. So, in this way, if we have eventually, like the Bengali group is about 2,500, 3,000, international group maybe 1,500, our Russian group, how many? So like this, eventually we hope to have so many groups. We'll have like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had between 5,000 and 10,000 people on Parikrama. So this is all to satisfy and get the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Nityananda. So we know his lotus feet are eternal, and we, his servitor, one will be eternal. Once Prabhupada, he arrived here in Mayapur, and he, after giving his ladies and gentlemen, upstairs. I was in a room with him alone, and he took some water with his golden goblet. Mayapur. Living and dying in Mayapur, it's all the same. How is living and dying the same? He said, you live in Mayapur, you're living in the spiritual world, you die here, you go back to Golok. Go back to the spiritual world. So, Jai Mayapur Dham Ki. So this is all the mercy of Lord Nityananda, that by His mercy, how we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, we can stay here in the Holy Dham. So we should take this day, is His holy day, is His appearance. We want to grab on His lotus feet and want to take His full shelter. Jai Nitai! Jai Nitai! Jai Nitai! Jai Nitai!